Music from an era when social dancing was mandatory for most of the leisure classes. That's music by Jean-Ferry Rebel, a suite called The Characters of the Dance, in which he continuously created dance after dance after dance of the style of the time. This would have been in the early 1800s. And we heard a performance there by Les Boreades de Montréal. The music we heard there, very galante, very proper in a way. And that's not exactly how I associate modern dance, which is so much more personal and passionate and individualistic. And as promised, I'm here to talk about dance and hopefully learn some more things with the wonderful Corey Terry, founder of Wellspring Corey Terry and Dancers, and executive director Kate Yancho of Wellspring. And Kate and Corey, welcome back to WMUK.
Thank you.
Good morning, Kara. Thank you.
That was an impromptu philosophical point I just made about dance through the ages. And I'm hoping that you can maybe pick up on the thread and from where social dance was a sign of your gentility to something much more, let's say, expressive today.
Yeah. I was going to say, nice segue, Kara, from that music to the subject of modern dance. You know, the thing is, that's funny, forever it's been impossible to actually define modern dance. Mm. You can hear quotes of choreographers from the 30s and the 40s and the 50s saying, there is no definition for modern dance. The only thing we can say is it's not ballet. And that we dance barefoot because everybody's style is so different. And I think it's changed a bit since then. We've evolved into a more solidified view, but it's still pretty diverse. Everybody's voice in the field of modern dance is quite different. And maybe that's the point. As you said, it's an expressive form. And so you're using the craft to express your aesthetic views and your connection to what's happening in the world.
There are boundaries that can still be broken, and there's also the fact that you can bring back elements of ancient dance or ancient music into modern dance. I think it seems like a very free palette for anyone who is a choreographer, and you were alluding to that, Corey. As part of your vision, is it's allowing many things to happen, and the 40th anniversary season is another extrapolation of that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct, for sure.
Well, the last time we talked was early September, and we marked that the 40th anniversary season would have to be different, and that is a great shame because there's nothing like bringing an audience into a performance hall and celebrating together. But we are here to talk about accessing a celebratory film this weekend, as well as Friday night choreography and cocktails. Perhaps we could start with choreography and cocktails, since I know that there was an event in September where you pulled this off, and I'm wondering what it was like.
Yeah,
go ahead, Corey.
I was going to say, Kate and I both put a lot of thought into what we could present to audiences virtually that would be exciting. And one of the things that we came up with was this series called Wellspring Through the Years, which focuses on four different pieces of my choreography and how the pieces were put together. And the way that was accomplished was through interviews with me and then many of the original dancers that I choreographed on. You want to talk a little bit more about that, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been excited to work with Wellspring company member Carolyn Pampelone Ravers on this project. Mm-hmm. And the first installment when we looked at the piece Hive of Glass, she also interviewed some of the designers behind it, because there is a set element to that that we wanted to bring into the narrative as well. And this one focuses on just the passion behind this. This features the piece Only in Passing, which we will actually be featuring an excerpt from in the concert on Saturday night. So you can watch the film on Friday night and then see our current company perform an excerpt on Saturday night. But just the passion behind this piece, and it's just it's such a stunning piece of work. They both are, but it's really relevant, I think, in the times right now. And we're excited that we've been able to dive into this. I think when we talked in September, Kara, we talked about how we were trying to get into the archive of Wellspring and figure out how we could share that more as a celebration of our 40th anniversary. And this event, specifically the choreography and cocktail series, has been a really fun way, an interactive way, an exciting way to do that.
It's not easy, is it, Kate? I would think that most of the time, a performance organization, you're just go, 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 future, 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 future. and you know, whatever gets documented, great, but you don't have a chance to go back and look at it. Has that been emotionally difficult to look at pieces and performances from decades ago?
I mean, I think for me, it's been really uplifting to look at, to look back and remember what it was like to be able to be together, and maybe it clarifies the vision for the future too, because I think we will get back to it. It's going to be a while. We all know that. But I've never been so sure that the arts are absolutely essential for quality of life. Mm. And I feel like, I'm very committed to continuing to bring that to our community. So, I mean, and then, I don't know, emotionally for me, looking back at the work, it's been great. It's been a pleasure to have that time, as you said, to go back and look at it in depth and remember everything. I mean, it's just life-affirming. It's to see the way the dancers, and I think I said something like this in the documentary, the energy and the passion and the commitment that they put into the performing of the work is so life-affirming to see. I mean, no matter what else is going on in anybody's life, when you're right in that moment and you're performing and trying to do your absolute best to embody the choreography, it's just an absolutely beautiful thing to watch. It's a gift. You know, that's something that humans do very, very well, if you remind yourself to stay in the moment. And, it's very uplifting.
The place to...
And for me, Kara...
Oh, go ahead,
oh,
Kate.
Sorry. Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, this is only my fifth season with Wellspring, mm-hmm. in this role. And while I was aware of Wellspring since I came to town in 2008, I've missed a lot. So this has been a great way for me to historically get caught up on where we have been and feel much more connected to what we're doing as we go forward.
The place to sign up, register for these online events is wellspringdance.org. And I am looking at wellspringdance.org/events. The choreography and cocktails, number two, is this Friday. Would you describe again what we will see? You're talking about dance, but you're also showing dance. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So... hopefully Corey and I will be live from the Wellspring Theater. We have to work out some of those details, especially with the changes that we just learned about last night. But we'll be there to introduce the piece and then show the film, which is the second installment of Wellspring Through the Years, featuring the piece Only in Passing. And then immediately following the showing, Corey, Carolyn, the filmmaker, and then several of the company members who were interviewed as part of the film will be brought on screen as well, so people can ask questions and we can interact with it in a deeper way. We're not just going to watch it, but we're going to talk about it.
And who makes the cocktails?
Well, that's an exciting partnership, Tara. We have been thrilled to partner with the Stamped Robin and Next Door Wine Store again, which offers delivery here locally in Kalamazoo. So for our friends that aren't in Kalamazoo, we're sorry. You can make a cocktail at home and we will certainly toast with you. But for those that are local here in Kalamazoo, please order from Next Door Wine Store and get your cocktails delivered right to your door so you can join us as we are toasting another 40 years in the future. And if you register by tomorrow, you can get a code for free delivery of your cocktails too.
Wow. I assumed that it was everybody making their own home cocktails delivered to your door.
Delivered to your door. We love the Stamped Robin. They've been a great partner for us in the past. We've hosted events there. And so this was just a really fun way to bring our two brands together for something that was maybe a little bit different than you are experiencing with other virtual online events.
Details are at wellspringdance.org, and that's where you would click to register, and you'll put in a little of your information, name and address, and there is a small fee associated. Maybe you can tell us about that, Kate.
Yep, it's a pay what you can model on Friday night. It's $5 minimum we're asking. If that's all you've got, we're happy. Please just register, be part of this conversation, see this beautiful work talked about and just really dissected and join us.
And let's move on to Saturday. Before we move on, what time does choreography and cocktails start on Friday?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Be ready at your computer. Yep, we're using a online platform called Crowdcast. So you'll want to log in maybe a little bit early just to make sure everything is loading, and then we'll go live.
I'm getting used to this routine, Corey. It's starting to figure it out. Yeah. Okay, then Saturday, it's Fall Concert of Dance, and you've titled it Turbulence. I can think of a million reasons for that wonderful word. And how long this presentation will be on Saturday?
That is a good question. We just actually got the final product of the film. Is it? Did you notice the time on it, Kate?
Yep. It's about 30 minutes of dance that we'll be presenting.
So the whole show, because I'll be talking and Kate will be introducing the show, and it would probably be about 45, I would say, minutes. And then we're also including a talk back in that presentation as well. So the pieces are short-ish, and because we were really thinking about the attention span of the audience, for one thing, because it's pretty hard to sit at your computer for a super long period of time and stay engaged. So the pieces are rather short. They're very energetic for the most part. So I'm thinking it's going to make a great show. We also had a lot of logistics that we had to deal with, which we almost made it to the live streaming goal that we had, but we did come back to work live in September. That is to say, the dancers and me were in the theater with masks on. We had a lot of safety measures in place, all the protocols, taking temperatures and disinfecting the floor after every class and rehearsal and all that stuff. And I tried hard to reconfigure some of the choreography so that they weren't so close together. But there were some moments and some parts of it where we just couldn't accomplish the piece unless they were a little bit more in close contact with each other. Mm-hmm. And we will trying very hard to be as safe as we possibly could, but it got to this point where, as the numbers started spiking in our community and everybody was talking about it, it felt that we'd better make a plan B, and it's a good thing that we did. So we just decided to have the whole show filmed. That was last Monday, with lights and costumes, and said, well, that if we can't do it actually live streaming from our theater, then we'll show the film. And that's exactly what happened. I made the decision before Governor Whitmer's speech to just say, we're not going to do it live. It just started to feel too dangerous with the numbers spiking every day.
Yeah.
And then last night we learned that your theaters were being closed down anyway. So we had the idea that we could have maybe 10 people in the audience and then we would live stream it. But even just getting the dancers together, and there's only 6 of them, it just seemed unsafe. And so we've got the film, and we're very happy that we can show that. I think it does a good job of showing what we've been working on these past few months. And so, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and a huge shout out to Public Media Network for their support on both events. And a thank you within that to the Gilmore Foundation, who was providing some support to Public Media Network to support arts organizations in town on live stream events and other things. So just their team has been fantastic, and we're really grateful we were able to get them in there before all of this really started to shift.
Yeah.
It's really such a blessing that you kind of planned it both ways, that while a live performance would have been ideal, this was a high possibility, another shutdown. So I'm so glad you had that plan B ready to go for this Saturday.
Me too. All that work. It'd be nice to be able to show it to people.
That's right. Corey Terry is the founder of Wellspring Corey Terry and Dancers. They're celebrating 40 years this season. Kate Yancho is the executive director, and they've put together a season where we still can feel close to modern dance, still access and learn from the work that is done right here in Kalamazoo, which is turned into a notable center for modern dance, brings many dancers from the region and beyond once a year for Radfest in spring. The fall concert is going on. It's Saturday. Is that at 7 o'clock as well?
That'll be at 8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock. We're
starting. We've added a little element. We heard from a few patrons that they're going to really miss, you know, hanging out in the lobby before the show. So we're actually going to, at 7 o'clock, have a little Zoom room available that people can come in and say hi to each other, and then we'll direct everybody over to the concert at 8 o'clock.
I was going to ask about that, Kate, because I have enjoyed clicking online and viewing concerts, but kind of also doing the chat thing while the concert's going on. It seems a little rude, but I can't help myself, you know, like, wow, that was amazing. And it's like talking in the talking during a performance, but you can get away with it online.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we'll be using the Crowdcast platform on Saturday night, and it has an interactive chat function that you can use while you're watching. And I'm monitoring the chat while the event is going on, and we love to see the comments, and we love to see that people are watching and engaging.
It's the next best thing to that applause.
Yes.
And I don't know, is there a part of you that does like to kind of, it's fun to respond in the moment rather than wait until and hold your applause until the end?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm actually
struck
never
by a moment.
I have not experienced that, so that's going to be an interesting thing. At least people won't be distracting the dancers, so that's fine.
Sure, right. And if you are distracted by comments, I think you can turn or just to close that window and focus on the presentation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, something for everybody.
This is a weekend of special performances and events by Wellspring, Corey Terry, and dancers. The fall concert of dance starts at 8 o'clock Saturday. It's called Turbulence. You can register at wellspringdance.org and tune in on Friday for Choreography and Cocktails number 2, which features an actual cocktail service from the Stamped Robin. And was it the next door?
The Next Door Wine Store.
Next Door.
So you just go to nextdoorwinestore.com to learn about them. But that is it's a part of the Stamped Robin services right now. So
we should have included them on this call because I mean, do they have like a whole bar in a car and they come and just mix it in your driveway or they pre-mix it?
Not quite. And actually, their cocktail selection has reduced dramatically since we did this in September.
Yeah.
But you can get a whole bottle of wine. You can get a case of beer. We'll see how their menu shifts over the next couple of days. But they just pre-mixed cocktails and have them in little bottles and drop those off for you. So it's quite clever, and I really admire them and how they utilize this time to pivot. I think this was something they were already planning to do before COVID even happened, and COVID just really helped it flourish.
Kate Yancho is the executive director of Wellspring, Corey Terry, and Dancers, and I imagine it was you that kind of was looking for ways to collaborate and cooperate when presenting Wellspring performances online. The fall concert again Saturday, 8 p.m. Details at wellspringdance.org. Why don't we look ahead a little bit to the future? What can you tell me, Corey, about what's might happen next year?
Well, we're hoping that we're going to be in a little bit of a better place in terms of being able to be together in the theater. But one thing we know for sure is that we will have RadFest happening in March. It'll be totally virtual. That's been an interesting process. Kate, you probably know the details and the dates better than I do. Maybe you could speak about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be launching the 12th annual Midwest Regional Alternative Dance Festival, RADFest, March 5th through the 7th. We opened up the submission process late summer, and while submissions are down because people just aren't working together as much as we've talked about it, the challenges that we've faced as well, spring in a small company. We do have enough work submitted, really high quality, amazing pieces from all over the country. I have to check in with Rachel. I'm not sure if we have anything international, but I would assume we do. We've been getting international submissions for the past couple of years.
Mm.
So we will be offering 3 live virtual performances, and then our screen dance will run again in its own showing. And we've got to play around with it. We say live. It will be probably a similar kind of hybrid format where we'll be emceeing the concert live, if you will, the performances live from the Wellspring Theater, potentially with a piece or two performed live in the moment. But it'll probably be a lot of pre-recorded work that will be submitted from across the country. We also are adding some other elements of some talkbacks and some artists engage, you know, ways to engage with the artists. There'll be a talk from a gentleman who was supposed to be our radical resident artist this year, and we've shifted that program. We're holding off on that, but he's going to do a talk about social justice and dance. And I'm really excited, Kara. It's really going to be a dynamic weekend of just all sorts of things.
It says on the wellspringdance.org website, that is something to look forward to March 5th through 7th, the 12th annual Rad Fest, which is now attracting submissions from around the world and around the country. Wonderful work. Finally, will we see more from the archives? Is it possible to choreograph without a physical company to work with, or
I don't think so. I certainly don't know how to do that, to choreograph without being there with the people. I was very we felt very grateful and fortunate that we were able to gather in our theater, which is a pretty safe space because it's so huge and we have a lot good ventilation and, you know, an air filter, very industrial size air filter for the space. So I was able to choreograph a new piece for this show, for a solo for Alexis Harris, which I'm very excited about. I call it a pandemic piece. It's kind of about being in the pandemic and what it feels like physically, I guess, in an abstract way. And then we also had a new work by our wonderful new dancer, Marissa Bianan, who's a fresh young choreographer, and she did a choreograph something for the whole company for this show. So what I'm envisioning for next year, I'm hoping that we can be back in the space at some point. I don't think it's probably going to be in January, but maybe later in the year, things might be under better control and we can safely meet again with masks and with all of the safety measures. And then one idea I was thinking about is maybe we'll have our spring, late spring show outside.
Oh, that would be in May.
That would be cool. That would be in May.
Perfect.
This is, yeah, I don't know. We'll try. you know, you got to stay really flexible. We keep telling ourselves that one of our strengths at Wellspring is our resilience. Because as the environment changes, we have to just be able to quickly respond to it. So maybe we'll be able to pull off an outdoor concert. That would be wonderful. And, you know, there's no way to choreograph unless you're maybe doing a solo or something. But I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do something.
Well, and we are intending to present two more installments of Choreography and Cocktails with Wellspring through the years. So there will be two more of those to look forward to in 2021. Yeah. So there'll be two more works from the Wellspring rep that we will pull out of the archives and get to learn about the creation of those beautiful pieces.
Well, keep an eye on wellspringdance.org. That's where you'll find easy ways to participate. And I have to say, just hearing you talk about being flexible and working through and newly choreographed work gives me hope for the community I love and the artistic expression that we enjoy witnessing here in Kalamazoo and beyond. It's a very hopeful thing on this Monday with a new shutdown just looming ahead. Thank you so much for talking with me. I hope you have a wonderful time interacting with people on Friday and Saturday and presenting your wonderful work. Thank you, Corey.
Well, and Kara, let me say just quickly, too, in terms of flexibility, if you can't be with us at 7 o'clock on Friday or 8 o'clock on Saturday, once you're registered, you can view that on your own time afterwards. So
good.
If you've got something on your calendar, you can still register and then you can click that link. You won't be able to chat live with us, of course, but you'll still be able to see the amazing event.
Very good information. Good point to make. Thank you, Kate. And thank you, Corey.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank
so
you so much,
much
Kara.
Here is a toccata. It's a fast, furious piece that somehow made me think of great modern dance. It's by Prokofiev. Here's Marta Argerich. And again, wellspringdance.org is where to find this weekend's events.